We have a caller here, Deborah in North Carolina. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, John. I have a statement. I don't know if you've noticed this or not. Is that our son is sitting in a different place, a total different place. Have you noticed this?
I haven't myself. I've had callers telling me that the sun is rising and setting in different locations, but go ahead.
I have lived in my present location for 20 years, and I have watched the sunset in a certain location. And since the earthquake in Japan of last year, March 11, I have noticed that it's not setting in the same place, nor are the shadows from the sun during the day falling appropriately.
Okay. Well, there's only one way that could happen, and that's for the Earth to change the way it faces the sun. There is
that's
no other way.
Correct, yes, because the sun doesn't move. We move.
Right. Although we had somebody on Republic Broadcasting a few nights ago claiming that the Earth is in the middle of the universe, the solar system, and the sun goes around us.
Well, and we can read in the Bible that in Isaiah chapter 24, it'll tell you that the earth is going to rock to and fro.
Like a drunk.
Yes.
Yes.
And the distance that the sun is setting from where it previously has, now the sun is moving north.
That means your location is moving south.
Yes.
Right.
So, I know the fact that the sun doesn't move. It's the earth.
Right, right.
And I just, that's something we can see. We can assume that this Canary Island thing will happen, but we can now, today, watch the sunset, and it's not setting in the same place.
Well, I need to do more work on that. Your report is one of several I've received, Deborah, and I need to do more work on that myself and figure out what's going on there.
Well, I would advise it, because that's something you can actually see today.
Right. Well, there are scientists and there are people who keep very careful track of with a lot more precision, and we need to be talking to these people.
Yeah, I'm sure, because if I can see it, I know what's going on. But I believe, it's a total large distance from where it used to sit.
Okay, well, maybe this would be my wake-up call to go ahead and check that out. Is there anything else, Deborah?
No, I just thank you for having Ann on Friday, because Dr. Deagle doesn't give her appropriate time.
You figured that out, huh?
Well, I don't know. Well.
Yeah, well, Dr. Deagle is something else, isn't he?
Well, I won't say what I... But anyway, I love to hear her, because I like to know about the earthquakes
right. And
actually what's going on, not just to hear some guy butt in and give his pompous reply.
Well,
I'll be nice and hang up now.
Okay, thank you for your call, Deborah.
Thank you.
Okay. The call number is 877-488-5350. My friend Tim Spencer and I, we've touched on this topic. Tim, of course, is a Native American, and his people that he works with, Native Americans, have been giving him similar reports, and I think he's made some similar observations personally. I need to be more diligent and get on that, because if the tilt of the earth has changed, that would in fact be a pole shift. That defines what a pole shift is a movement of true north. For Deborah to be saying to be true, what my friend Tim Spencer is saying to be true. For the sun to be rising in a different place and setting in a different place, there's only one way that can happen. That's for true north to be in a different spot, which by definition means a pole shift, a shift of true north, not magnetic north. There's two north poles. True north, which is the center of rotation of the planet, and magnetic north, which is where our compasses point to. And they're not in the same place, not even close. There's many hundreds of miles separating the two, many hundreds. And that certainly is something that needs to be checked out and looked at with more diligence. And I'll see if I can work that into my schedule. We have an educated audience. There's people who have been listening to my show for years and years, new listeners who just came across it in the last few days. It's a mixed bag. The majority of people listening to the John Moore Show are bright, educated people who have good reading skills and comprehension skills, able to make independent decisions, have good critical thinking skills. That's who listens to the John Moore Show. We have very special demographics on this show and for our listeners. We have another caller here.